the police on a Thursday. Dog and Joe Show 93.7 The River. Prince Albert, he's going to post this up on Facebook so you can see it if you already haven't. It's called Final Straw, okay? And what Final Straw is a, it looks like a key fob. You put it on a keychain. Comes in this little tiny case. It's about the size of a 5-stick pack of gum.
Okay.
The product is called Final Straw. And what it is a reusable, collapsible, transportable container that houses your straw, meaning drinking straw, that you stab in a cup for your coffee, for your Cokes. What this is a little cartridge that carries your washable, reusable straw. It's called Final Straw, and if you go to Kickstarter, you can see this. You'll see it up on Facebook here in a second. And this is mind-boggling. 38,443 backers have pledged $1.894 million to bring Final Straw to life. For those
really?
Out there, if you don't know what Kickstarter is, this is where you go. You come up with your idea. You show all these people on Kickstarter your plan, and if they think it's good, they donate money to get your project off the ground and to market. Okay, and then usually what they do is they donate money, and then they spread the word, and then it gets the product off the ground, and people buy it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fantastic. Okay, you're going to make a little bit of money on this. But never before in my life, with the exception of assault rifles, have I seen a state and a nation go after something like straws. This straw is clean, compact, and it says here, verbatim, totally badass for anyone who wants to rid their lives and the planet of single-use plastic.
I can't believe they used the actual phrase, totally badass, because that's just what I was going to say about it. I'm looking at this thing right here.
Oh, you like it?
Oh, I would take one right now.
Yeah, and it's metal, and it kind of telescopes and retracts, and it folds up to keep it in this neat, nice little container.
I just like that. The container's in the way it comes out, and you take it out. I would use a straw in place. I didn't even need one.
You can drive down the road with it hanging out of your mouth.
Absolutely.
Breathing.
I just breathe through it.
Yeah. Well, the thing that it doesn't say is that it's self-washing. So if you click on the video and you look at this, so you're going to come out with your little Final Straw, and you're going to take your kids in to get Happy Meals, and you're going to sit down in your strawless plastic world that's so much safer now. And you're going to let them drink all this Coke and all this crap, and then you're going to go into the bathroom and you're going to wash this? Because you have to wash it, or else it's going to be all sticky.
Well, I think you fold it up, you put it back into its container, then you can take it home and wash it.
Okay, let's say you're not going to wash it there at the restaurant. So you're going to carry this thing around in your car keys, and it's dripping liquid, or it's in your purse, and then, I don't know, you set it on the counter, and you got a pile of ants now. You forget to wash it. You're going to carry a sticky straw around with you? Okay, it's reusable, fine. But this is stupid.
Oh, you're going about this the entire... See, you're hitting up on all the wrong things and bad things that could happen.
Oh, you think this is good?
Yeah, it's a coochie mon. It's one of those things I like to have like a bracelet or a... I mean, I don't really wear scarves, but Johnny Depp did make them look cool.
Yeah.
This thing here goes in my watch pocket. I'm not going to put this on a keychain. I'm going to pop it out like I would a pocket watch or what have you. You pop one of these things out, maybe you got two, you pop it out at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Take your dinner out or your date out for a nice dinner, your wife out for a nice dinner, you pop one of these things out, you look macho. You look like, number one, you care about the environment.
Whoa, you
number
look
two,
macho.
You've got a cool contraption.
Okay, yeah, conversation piece. Okay, fair enough. You go to a bar.
Wow, what is that? Oh, it's the Final Straw.
Yeah.
You haven't seen this yet, babe?
You come in with all your macho friends. Hey, another round of Mai Tais for me and the boys. And you sit down with your little Final Straw, and everybody, all your buddies, whip out your stainless steel or metal straw with your containers, and you start sipping your umbrella drinks.
Huh? Weddings, you don't even need a spoon anymore. You just click that thing on the glass. Ding, 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 ding.
You know, okay, maybe there's too much plastic. That kid that left out of San Francisco the other day with his barge is going to clean up that big floating island of trash.
Yeah.
Okay, where would he be without plastic straws?
That's right. You never see any more of those pictures of that poor sea turtle with that straw in its nose?
Yeah.
That was awful.
I know it is, but I want to tell you. You know why the plastic straws contaminated landfills in our country for so many years? Because there's nothing goddamn better than it. You pull it out, it's thin, you stick it in the cup, when you're done, it goes in the trash. You can tell me that this little metal carrying case and collapsible thing is all the rage, and it's raised almost $2 million? You're stupid.
Where can I get one?
Go to Kickstarter. Yeah.
If I donate some money to it, they'll send me one?
I don't know if it's up and running, like if it's all through the R&D stages and if it's actually marketable yet, but a lot of the things on Kickstarter, after they do make them, they do sell them, so you have to check on when it ships. Oh, it says right here, estimated delivery November 2018.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, and this is what you get.
I like this.
You get your custom final straw, okay? You get the sexy case, and you can choose your color later. More colors are coming. And it comes with a cleaning squeegee. Plus, what you get is 5 final straw ambassador cards. So now, not only are you a user, you're a client.
They're going to put you in one of these pyramid schemes with the final straw, so you can now go out and make money off of it.
Yeah, so you can walk around going, "Hey, I don't know if you know this or not, ladies. I'm an ambassador of Final Straw. What are you doing? What's your name?" Yeah.
So you say that again like it's a bad thing, but what you've done now is told the world that you love the environment. You're going to be here for a little while, and you got something macho to prove it.
Yeah, and the name isn't half bad for what it is. But, I mean, and think about this. You walk into the bar, you know, you're talking about being macho. All you got to do is walk in and go, "Hey, ladies, suck it."
Oh, my Lord.
And then what you do is you fold out your big retractable straw, and you go, "No, no, no, I meant this. Put this in your drink and suck it."
Oh my God, you would take it there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you can see this thing on Facebook. We're gonna post it up if you haven't already.
I do think it's neat. It's kind of cool looking.
It's ridiculous. I know that we need to conserve, and I know that we need to quit contaminating, and I know that we're all pigs. But I mean, really, a foldable, retractable, carryable transport? No, this is insane. You know what?
You say that, but we have it for cups.
Yeah, I know we do. But what someone should invent on Kickstarter, someone needs to invent a cup that has a removable lid.
That way
you don't need a straw. What? Why can't they just make a cup with a lid that comes off? That is I would donate all my paycheck to that.
You are so smart.
Yeah, man. How come no one's thought about that? Removable lids on cups.
What's Kickstarter's address?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Let's get you going on that right now.
Stupid.
A cup with a lid.
Here's some classic rock redefined. It is Offspring on the River.